Television's most precious counter, guarded by the most perplexing machine. Can anyone fathom its mysteries? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Gary. I'm a recruitment consultant from Glasgow.
I'm Sarah, a hospital receptionist from Hertfordshire.
I'm Faye, a master's student from Kent.
I'm Stuart, a retired teacher from North Yorkshire.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think it's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters that come out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score, including our mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, we have two new additions to the machine, our double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the entire value of the drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters, because they could be game changers. Everybody ready? Yep. Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. In the children's story of the Three Little Pigs, the first pig builds his house from which material? Stuart.
Straw.
It is straw, Stuart. You're absolutely right. Do you want to play, Stuart, or do you want to pass?
I think I'm going to pass.
Who are you going to pass
to? I think I'm going to pass to Gary.
Gary!
Thank you, Stuart.
You're welcome.
You get to launch us today, Gary. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three.
Let's load up drop zone three for Gary. Nice mystery counter there, Gary. Start with a prize, maybe.
Well, fingers crossed.
What do you reckon, Gary? Any good?
Hopefully, hopefully. Come on.
Oh. I think Stuart was right. Yep, they're staying where they are, Gary. I'm afraid that's a counter in and nothing out of the machine. Next question for everybody. Flight Lieutenant and Wing Commander are ranks in which... Stuart?
Royal Air Force.
Which of the British Armed Forces? Yes, you're absolutely right. It is the Royal Air Force. Is she ready for you yet?
No.
OK, who are you going to pass to?
Faye.
Faye!
Thank you very much.
You're going to get a chance now. Can you get something out of her?
I'll go drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three, please. What do you reckon, Stuart?
That could be a good drop.
Could be.
Yeah. Could be a mistake.
Oh, no.
What about the tipping point? That's the important bit.
Yay!
Three. Well done,
Thank
Faye.
You.
Three across the tipping point. That's £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark. £150 with two counters left to play. OK, next question. Which element, represented by the chemical symbol Cu, is often found... Gary?
Calcium.
In electrical wiring, it's copper. Oh. It is copper, I'm afraid, Gary. We have to steal a counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Gary, you're down to just one counter. No. Need to use it very carefully. Next question. How many millimetres are there in 1 centimetre? Gary.
10.
That's right. No problems there. So, do you want to play or pass?
Play.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three, please. Your last one.
That's where I wanted it, so fingers crossed.
You need to get something over, though.
Come on, come on.
There we go.
Yeah, you've got that mystery counter.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Three counters across the tipping point, Gary, £150. We can take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And also, as you can see, you've got our first mystery prize as well. You've won yourself a chocolate-making experience, courtesy of the Cocoa Box.
Right.
Do you like chocolates?
Yes, my wife likes it even more so. She'll be happier.
Well done, Gary. So, £150. I'm afraid you've used up all three of your counters, though, for the time being. You're out of the round. There is one in the penalty pot. You'll be playing for that, along with everyone else, at the end. Sarah, Faye and Stuart, just you three left now. Next question. Peruna, Autograph and Blue Harbour are clothing lines by which British retailer? Sarah.
Debenhams.
It's not. It's Marks and Spencer.
Oh.
So we're going to take a counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. There's now two to play for. Sarah, you're down to two counters. Next question. Which Italian city completes the title of the Shakespeare play The Merchant of Fay?
Venice.
Yes, indeed. Do you want to play or pass?
I will play Drop Zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, we're going to go to Drop Zone 4 now, please. Seriously, ooh, bouncy drop, that one.
Yeah, it's not quite where I wanted it, though.
I can see why. You split a few, you set up that top shelf.
Yeah.
But they're not going to drop on Face. So you are down to your last counter. Next question. Cipollata and saveloy are both types, Stuart.
Sausage.
Of which food product they are, Stuart? Sausages.
Yes, sausages.
Ready to play in it yet?
Yes, please. Drop Zone 4, please.
Light up Drop Zone 4, please. It's a tasty top shelf for you,
yeah,
there, Stuart.
Looking good.
Need to get stuck in. Yep.
Yeah. Go on. Oh, no. Come on. Looks good.
Faye's worried.
Go on.
Are they going to go, though? Still not quite ready.
Didn't move, did it?
They're staying there, Stuart. Sorry. So, Stuart, you're down to two counters with nothing in the bank. Sarah, you've got two counters, yet to get anything in the bank as well. Faye, you've got £150 with one counter to play. Next question. In the acronym for the national holiday, Anzac Day, what country is represented? Stuart.
New Zealand.
What country is represented by the first letter A?
Australia,
Stuart.
Too early.
You did go too early. So, Stuart, we steal a counter from you. That now goes into the penalty pot. There are three counters in the penalty pot to play for. Next question for Sarah, Faye and Stuart. Which classic video game that involves arranging differently shaped bricks celebrated 30 years? Sarah.
Tetris.
In production in 2014. Yes, you're right. Don't look so scared, Sarah. Tetris is right. So, you've got two counters. Would you like to play one or would you like to pass?
I'll play one.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll play Drop Zone 4, please,
okay,
Ben.
OK, let's line up Drop Zone 4. Don't look entirely sure about this, Sarah.
Oh, I'm not too sure, but I'm going to give it a go.
Let's see what you can do.
OK.
Could be good. It's nice and flat. It's not going to take much to shift something off that shelf. Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Oh.
It's too late. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Well done, Sarah. You got them in the end. They dropped for you five counters across the tipping point. £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you in the lead with £250 with one counter left to play. So, next question for Sarah, Faye and Stuart. What animal was TV puppet Basil Brush? Sarah.
A fox.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Sarah.
I'm going to pass my go to you, Stuart.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, she's forcing your hand, Stuart.
Yes.
What are you going to do? You need some money here.
Oh, no, it's a difficult one, isn't it? I'm going to have to try Drop Zone 4 again, please.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 4. Anywhere but the middle, Stuart.
Yeah, I want it to one side, don't I? There might be
that
all right.
Far enough over, do you think?
Come on. Come
yeah,
on.
There you go. You got that.
And again.
We need something.
Come on.
Preferably three.
Come on.
Oh, Stuart.
Oh, dear.
That's a huge overhang, but that black counter is staying where it is. So, as it stands, you've used all of your counters and there is nothing in your bank, Stuart. For the time being, you're out of the round. There are three counters in the penalty pot. You're going to have to try and win those to stand a chance of going through to the next round. So, just Sarah and Faye left in. You've both got one counter each. Stuart, it did fall, but I'm afraid it was an ambient drop, but it was out of your control. I'm afraid that'll have to be voided from the machine. Sarah and Faye, just the two of you left in. Next question. What is the maximum score a darts player can achieve with three darts? Sarah.
180.
180! It is indeed, Sarah. Well done. So, do you want to play or pass?
You've got one counter left.
Faye's got one counter left.
I think I'll let you play.
Here we go,
okay.
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. Let's go Drop Zone 4 then, please, Ben.
All right, let's load up Drop Zone 4. Top shelf looking pretty tidy.
Not too bad. If it falls in the right place, then it'll be all right.
Is that the right place?
I think so.
OK,
I hope
see.
So.
Oh, go on.
Oh! No!
Oh,
oh dear.
Sarah, manipulating the light. He's like the puppet master.
Oh!
Oh, you got one? You get that one?
Yes.
That's definitely yours.
Well done, Faye.
Thank you.
That's £50 across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £200. You've now used up all three of your counters, though, Faye, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Sarah, just you left in. Because it's just you, you don't need to use your buzzer.
Okay.
You do need to give the correct answer to this question to put that into the machine.
Okay.
You need to do it in the allotted time as well, Sarah. So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Okay.
Here we go. Here comes your question, Sarah. Which former US president who came to office in 1993 was born in Hope, Arkansas?
George Bush.
It wasn't George Bush. It was Bill Clinton.
Oh, dear.
So, I have to steal that last counter from you.
That
goes into the penalty pot. As things stand, Sarah stays in the lead with £250, just ahead of Faye on £200. Gary has £150. Stuart has nothing in the bank, but it's not over yet. There are four counters in the penalty pot. They're all up for grabs now. Let's ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer, you'll put all four into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. OK, good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. How many days are there in a week? Faye?
Seven.
There is, of course, seven. Stuart, just a little bit too slow, I'm afraid. That means you're going home.
Yeah.
Faye, you've got four counters to put into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Can I start with drop zone two, please?
You Beth? Certainly can. Let's load up drop zone two. First time today.
I really don't want it to ride.
No, that wouldn't be good. It's down and flat, so that's important.
Yep.
Couple oh. there.
Go on.
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
Well done, Faye. Four counters across the tipping point with your first drop. That's £200.
Thank you.
Next one.
I'll stick with drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two, please. Nice and flat again. Yeah.
Oh, just.
Anything else to join?
Oh, brilliant.
Good stuff. Faye, that's another six across the tipping point. So £300. We're up to £500. You've still got two to put in.
Can I have drop zone one, please, Ben?
Light up drop zone one for the first time. That double's sitting there as well, so you can get that towards the edge.
It's a bit far off the shelf at the moment, but...
Ooh, that's a quick
that
drop.
That's fast. Oh,
yes,
nice
view.
Double shove as well.
Yeah, love a double shove.
Oh, nearly.
That's another four across the tipping point, Faye. Another £200. This is going very well. We're up to £700 now, and you've still got one more to put in.
I'll try drop zone one again then, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone one, please. Ooh.
Ooh.
Another clean drop, really rapid. Straight down. Nah. Nothing more, I don't think, though. That looks pretty tightly
That's
pinned.
No problem. Thank you.
Staying where it is. Very well done, Faye. At the end of the penalty pot, we can take £700 from the machine and put it into your bank. And it means at the end of the round, Faye is out in the lead with £900. Sarah is in second with £250. Gary has £150. Stuart, I'm afraid, with nothing in the bank, we found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Gary, Sarah and Faye have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the double counters. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Faye, you're in the lead after round one, so it's your choice. Would you like to face the machine first, or would you like to ask one of the others to go instead?
I'd like to play first, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Faye. Every time you give me a correct answer, you get another counter to put in the machine. If you're not sure of the answer, just say pass and move on as quickly as possible.
OK.
You ready?
Yeah.
Time starts now. Published in 1894, the title of the popular Rudyard Kipling stories is The Jungle What?
Book.
Correct. Denmark's Caroline Wozniacki is a leading competitor in which sport?
Tennis.
Correct. In April 2014, which politician replaced Maria Miller as culture secretary?
Pass.
Sajid Javid. Which actor wrote and starred in the Rocky film series?
Sylvester Stallone.
Correct. Which element is represented on the periodic table by the symbol KR?
Krypton.
Correct. Which sweet variety of tangerine was also the title of a top 10 hit for Mark Owen?
Pass.
Clementine. Faye, you got four right, four correct answers. So four counts to put into the machine. Where do you want to go?
Drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one. Four will be enough to get at that double that side. But there's a nice cluster on the edge, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah, oh, there's one of them.
Brilliant.
And there's the rest, and a few more. Great drop. Seven counters, £350 to get us started, and you've still got three more to put in, Faye.
OK, drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone one, please. Top shelf's looking good now, isn't it?
It is.
On the right-hand side would be handy.
Fingers crossed.
Could be OK, could be OK.
Might be all right. Oh, good.
Oh, ooh, just close. Holding on. That's pinned, I'm afraid. So that's going to stay where it is. So two more to go.
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one, please. Oh, it did drop. That'll be yours. So that's £50. Any more to add? Yep.
Oh, it's a bit more like it.
Sarah's nodding to that one.
I am. Oh, that's it. Excellent. Oh.
50 for the one that just dropped. Ooh, but no.
Nothing
more.
Else there. Okay.
So one more, the one that dropped as it was selected. So we're up to £400. You've got one more counter to put in.
OK. Oh, let's try drop zone one again.
OK, light up drop zone one, please. Right-hand side.
We're on keep wishing, right-hand side.
Oh! What do you think, Sarah?
Yep, I think that might... No, I don't know. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks
yeah,
OK.
Yeah, no, yep, yeah, no.
Excellent.
Go on, oh. No!
That was unlucky.
So close.
So that's another two across the tipping point, Faye. So we've got £500. That double didn't want to drop for you, though, no. And he's looking tantalisingly close to falling. But it's £500 that you finish with. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you up on £1,400, oh, Faye. Okay. Very well done.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, you're currently in second place. It's your choice now. Do you want to take on the machine or would you like Gary to go?
No, I'll take on the machine, please, Ben.
OK, 30 seconds for you then, Sarah. Your time starts now. In the human body, the pupil of the eye usually appears to be what colour?
Black.
Correct. Which city is linked with Leeds in the names of two simultaneous annual summer music festivals?
Glastonbury.
Reading. Bladderwrack, thongweed and landlady's wig are all varieties of which plant?
Pass.
Seaweed. On which TV game show does Susie Dent sit in Dictionary Corner?
Countdown.
Yes, correct. In the English Football Championship, how many teams compete in the promotion playoff matches?
14.
Thought you were going to get it right then. It was four.
Oh, yeah. I was near.
OK, Sarah, you've still got two counters.
OK.
So you can put them into the machine.
I will do. I'll have drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one for Sarah, please. Can you get that? Double over.
It's the right place.
Let it go.
Faye likes the look of it. Is it going to split them? Is it? Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
The double. So that's six. And then a couple more just fallen as well, Sarah. That is eight across the tipping point, which is £400. But of course, you've managed to nab that double as well. So let's double that up. That means £800. With your first drop, Sarah. One more to put in as well.
I shall try for the right-hand side of that drop zone one again, I think.
Light up drop zone one, please. Faye's nodding, thinks that's the right thing to do. Got to be on the right-hand side there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
That's where they're all gathered. Oh, yeah. The heavy right between the two, almost. This could be good.
Dear.
Nothing else, I'm afraid. Sarah, so, you managed to get £800. Let's take it out of the machine and put it into your bank. You've closed the gap considerably on Faye. You now have £1,050.
Okay.
Faye's still in the lead with £1,400. Gary, now it's your go. 30 seconds for Gary, please. Your time starts now. Sir Ian Botham is one of the all-time greats of which team sport?
Cricket.
Correct. According to the title of John Guare's 1990 play, how many degrees of separation are there?
360.
Six. In 2014, Simon Stevens became the new head of the English branch of which medical care system?
NHS.
Correct. In the 19th century, Levi Strauss first designed what item of clothing?
Denims.
Correct. Which political party did Gerald Ford represent as US president?
Pass.
Republican. The Strait of Magellan is a channel that links the Atlantic to which other major ocean? Did you know it?
Indian.
No, it was Pacific. So, Gary, you got three rights. Denims or jeans, of course, was Levi Strauss's invention. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to take a risk, and I'm going to go for drop zone three in the hope that the counter hits the right-hand side and pushes the edge of the fourth over.
I like your style. Let's line up drop zone three. On the right-hand side, let's get a few of them over, Gary.
Wrong side.
Ooh, wrong side. Might shift that double over, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Settle down.
Yeah?
Crikey. Four across the tipping point, Gary. That's £200. You've got two more counters to go.
Got to take the same risk. Drop zone three.
Line up drop zone three again.
Not what would be my friend today on that side of that.
No, is it? I'm not sure that's going to get anything over. Go on now. Good shove. And go, go, go. Yep.
Ooh, well,
that
might be.
Hopefully.
Yeah, lovely.
Gary, that's another three across the tipping point, so another £150. One more drop.
Same again. Drop zone three.
Stick with it. Yep. Light it up, please. That's better. Stay. We need 11 to draw level with Sarah. No, no. Just a bit too much weight there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, Gary, I'm sorry. I think it was worth going for. You had to try and find a lot of counters, and they're heaped in front of drop zone four. But I'm afraid it's just the £350, which won't be enough. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. At the end of the round, it's the two girls that are leading the way. Faye in first with £1,400. Sarah has £1,050. Gary, I'm afraid with £500, we have found your tipping point. At least you've got your chocolate-making experience,
yes.
Gary. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
So Sarah and Faye will be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04, PO Box 7558, Derby, DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Sarah and Faye. Very well done, girls. You've done a cracking
Thank
job
you.
To get this far. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter in the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter in the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. Faye, you do have a lead over Sarah of £350, so you get to choose. Would you like the first question or would you like to pass it to Sarah?
I'll have the first question, please,
okay.
Fanya.
Here we go, Faye. First question for you. Launched in 2006, which social media site was co-founded by Jack Dorsey, Evan Williams, Biz Stone and Noah Glass? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I have absolutely no idea.
OK.
I could take a guess at any number of social media sites, but I don't want to take the risk, so I'm going to pass it to Sarah, please.
Right then, Sarah.
Oh, dear. Thank you very much, Faye.
Are you keen on social media, Sarah?
I'm a great Facebooker.
OK.
But I've got an answer in my head.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%.
Go for it. What's your answer?
MySpace.
You're going with MySpace. What would you have said, Faye?
I would have maybe said Twitter.
OK, Sarah, you've gone with MySpace. Is the answer MySpace? The answer is Twitter.
Is it?
Oh, well done, Faye.
Thank you.
MySpace was launched in 2003.
Oh, was it?
Faye, well, you get to put the counter in the machine. That's the good news.
OK. Drop zone three, then, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone three. Is that double come into play, maybe?
I don't think so. But it might push something over. No. Oh, please don't go now.
Yeah.
No.
Always the worry, isn't it?
It's always when the shelf's way.
At its deepest. Nothing from that, I'm afraid. So, Faye, nothing for you with your first drop. Sarah, great opportunity now to try and get some counters. Your first question. In the UK, what does the abbreviation ABV stand for on a bottle of alcohol? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I think I would like to pass this to Faye.
Right then, Faye.
I'm just going to take a random guess.
Okay.
Any three words beginning with ABV, average beverage volume.
So it's a random guess. Let's find out. Is it average beverage volume? It's not, but you weren't a million miles away. It's alcohol by volume.
Oh, what a
lucky decent crack, Faye, to be honest. Sarah, good pass.
Okay.
Where are you going to put your counter?
Well, I'd like the right side of drop zone three.
Drop zone three it is. Right hand edge, please, machine. Come on. We get a few over there, Sarah.
I'm gonna try. It's going to go now. It's not the side I wanted.
Oh, you got one there. No. Took a little bounce.
Dear. It's no good.
Okay. What are you going to do? Is it going to set them up?
It's going to be lucky. Oh, it's a cute ball.
Not too bad. Sarah, that's five across the tipping point. £250.
Thank you.
Well done.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You have closed the gap dramatically. There's just £100 in it.
OK.
Faye, we come to you for your second question. Famous for working alongside Roald Dahl, which illustrator wrote the children's books Mr Magnolia and Zagazoo?
I've never heard of those books, but I think I may know the answer, having read Roald Dahl's books. So I'm going to play and say Quentin Blake.
Gone with Quentin Blake. What would you have said, Sarah?
I wouldn't.
You didn't have any idea?
No.
Hey, you could have passed. It's the risk you take. But have you made the right decision? Is the answer Quentin Blake? It is.
Oh, well done. Well done, Faye.
Very well done, Faye. Right. Where are you going to put your counter?
I think I'll try drop zone two, please.
Okay, slide up drop zone two, please.
Just on the left-hand side or in the middle somewhere would be great.
Yeah, towards that mystery counter.
It's not too bad.
No, should get that black one over. Okay, now what's here?
Might be. No!
Hey! Nothing from that, I'm afraid. Okay, Sarah, here's your opportunity now. There's only £100 in it. Time for your second question. The small air spaces in the skull found behind the nose, eyes and cheeks are more commonly known by what name?
Well, I think I know this because I was a dental nurse for many years. So if I get it wrong, my old boss would probably be very cross with me. But I'm going to play.
You're going to go with it? Okay, Sarah.
Yeah.
Come on then, we need to get this right.
Sinuses.
Faye, what would you have said?
I probably would have said that.
You would have said the same thing. Let's find out. Is the answer sinuses? Yes, that's it.
Thank you.
This is it now, Sarah.
Okay.
Great chance to close the gap, if not go ahead.
I'm going to hope that I get the right side of drop zone three.
Okay.
So I'll play drop zone three, please, Ben.
Fire up, please. Get your timing right here, Sarah. Come on.
Oh, dear. No, that's not where I wanted it.
Not ideal for you.
Not really.
Are we going to get that black one over?
No.
Oh, it just splits them, doesn't it?
Nope.
Quah.
So near.
So near, Sarah, and yet so far. OK, so there's only £100 in it. We come down to the last question for both of you in this round. Faye, here we go. We start with you. According to US folklore, spring will come early if it is cloudy, when which animal emerges from its burrow? You don't have to answer this, but if you're not sure, do you think Sarah will know?
I have heard the saying before, but I cannot recall the entirety of it, so I think I'm going to pass to Sarah.
OK, Sarah, have you got any ideas?
I really have no idea, but I'm going to just say rabbit.
Rabbit. Faye, what would you have said?
Rabbits in America? Groundhog, maybe? An American...
American
rodent
animal, American rodent. You've gone with rabbit, Sarah. It's a great steal if you're right.
It's not.
Let's find out. Is the answer a rabbit?
No.
It's a groundhog.
Dear. It was groundhog. Yeah. Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
Groundhog Day, like the film.
Never mind.
Not to worry. OK, Faye, here you go. Okay. This could be your last chance to extend your lead.
Could be.
Where are you going to go?
Good luck, Faye.
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Right up, drop zone three. Oh, still not going to the right, but we've got something over, which is crucial.
Do something.
Are we going to add?
Please. No!
Oh, wow!
Shocking.
Faye. Draw a blank, Faye. Sarah, this is incredibly tight. We come to you for your third and final question.
Okay.
Thomas Cranmer was appointed the first Protestant Archbishop of Canterbury during the reign of which Tudor monarch?
I'd like to say Henry VIII.
Henry VIII. Faye, did you have any idea?
I would have said that, yeah.
You would have gone with Henry VIII. Sarah, this could be the opportunity for you to take the lead at the most crucial stage of the game. Is the answer Henry VIII? Yes! Well done, Sarah. Very, very well done.
Makes up for groundhog, doesn't it?
I trusted your instincts there and you were absolutely right to do so. So this is it, Sarah. Where are you going to go?
I'm still going to stay with my drop zone three, please, Ben.
Let's try again. Line up drop
zone
right three.
Side.
The 11th counter into drop zone three. Not one has gone right.
No.
Will this be the drop that changes that? Oh, it's flat. Is that going to get anything over, though? You need a decent shove on that silver counter. Yes. Two draws you level. Three to go through. That's enough. Wow.
Well done.
Sarah, five counters across the tipping points. You take the lead at the most crucial stage of the game.
Thank you.
Goodness me, with the last drop in round three, Sarah is today's winner with £1,550. Very
Thank
well
you.
Done. Faye, you played a great game,
well
but
done,
I'm
Faye.
Afraid with £1,400, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So very well done, Sarah. You are today's winner and in some style as well. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. It's a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better.
Okay.
If you can get it out again, you're going home with £10,000. Can Sarah master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny. B, St. Patrick. C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Sarah is today's winner. Victory from the jaws of defeat. She has £1,550 in the bank. Very well done.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Right then, £10,000 is a lot of money.
Certainly is.
What would you like to do with it if you won?
I have actually promised to go and get a villa in Spain and have everybody out there and have a big party.
That would be sensational,
so
wouldn't
I'd really like to win.
Bring the kids and the grandkids
Absolutely,
over.
Absolutely, everybody. And my partner and his family. Just party.
Just have a lovely, fantastic time. Blow the lot in an amazing holiday.
Why not?
So we know what we want.
Yep.
We've just got to get it.
That's right.
In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you have to do is get it out again. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out.
Okay.
Don't forget, that double is still in there. It doesn't affect the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to everything else that's in the machine. So keep an eye on it, because if you don't get the jackpot counter, you could still leave with a lot of money.
Lovely.
Let's put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking I like the look of that double counter there, quite near the edge of drop zone two. So because of that, I'd like to play drop zone two, please, Ben.
Let's line up drop zone two, please. OK, that's good for the double, which is what you were looking at.
Yeah, at least the double. I'd like the double as well.
Is the double going to go, yeah?
I'd like the double.
Ooh. Okay. OK. So, we're in the right place. The jackpot counter is down and flat, which is important.
OK.
And we're looking good. Shall we have a look at your categories?
Yes, please, Ben.
Here they are. Literature, sport, astronomy, film, geography and hobbies. You can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, you give me your first category and for how many counters.
OK. Well, I don't like the look of any of them much, but I'm going to go with literature first, please.
Right. Literature for how many?
I'll go for two, please.
We're going to start with a literature question for two counters, please. What is the surname of the character Bella from Stephanie Meyer's Twilight saga?
Absolutely no idea.
Swan, dove or heron?
This is going to be a total guess.
Have you heard of the Twilight saga?
No, I certainly haven't. But then I'm only taken to sort of one out of those three.
Oh, OK. Which
so
is?
I'm going to go with Swan, please, Ben.
OK. Do you want me to light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take Swan, please. Let's hope it's right.
I hope so.
For two counters. Is the answer Swan?
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
Two counters for you, Sarah. Where are you going to go?
I'll have drop zone two again, please.
Load up drop zone two, please. Let's get some more money out of the machine. Oh, that's tidy.
OK, it's looking good, isn't it? Looking nice and flat, so push it to the edge. Lovely. Thank you. Push, push. Come on. Whee! Some more money. Lovely.
So two across the tipping point, that's £100. So we're up to £1,650. Those three you want to drop for you.
Yep, so I think I'm good to drop zone two again, please.
Load up drop zone two, please.
Oh, dear. OK. That's not so good, is it?
Not to worry. We'll collect some money if we get something over there.
I hope so.
You missed your counter.
Never know. Let's push it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Sarah, that's another six
Lovely.
Across the tipping point.
Thank you very much.
Another £300. So we're up to £1,950, Sarah, jackpot counter. We've already got it to the edge of that top shelf. Let's have a look at what we've got left then.
OK.
Sport, astronomy, film, geography and hobbies.
OK. I'm going to go with my next probably weakest subject, which is probably geography.
All right, geography for how many?
I'll do two again, please.
Right, we're going to have another two-counter question, this time for geography, please. The historic British island Lindisfarne lies in which body of water? English Channel, Irish Sea or North Sea?
Oh, dear.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Great.
But I've no idea where it is.
Oh.
I don't think it is the North Sea.
OK.
I also don't really want to say the Irish Sea, just because I don't think it's there. So I'm going to say the English Channel.
Should we light it up?
Please do.
We're going to take English Channel, please. Is the answer the English Channel?
Oh, dear.
Off the coast of Northumberland.
OK, never mind.
OK, not to worry. Let's go back to the categories.
OK. Astronomy, please, Ben.
Astronomy for how many?
Ooh, I'll try two again, please, Ben.
Right, we're going to have an astronomy question for two counters, please. Which of the following planets in our solar system is the smallest?
Oh, gosh.
Jupiter, Venus or Saturn?
I'm not going to go for Saturn because it's got the rings around it, which I think might make it a bit bigger.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to have the right answer, but I'm going to go with Jupiter.
Would you like me to light Jupiter?
Yes, please.
Let's take Jupiter, please. We're looking for the smallest planet in our solar system. Sarah hopes it's Jupiter.
Oh, dear.
Venus.
Oh, dear.
Jupiter's the largest.
Is it? Oh, sorry.
OK, not to worry. Let's go back to the categories.
OK.
Sport, film and hobbies.
dear, I'm not doing very well, am I? I'll go with film, please, Ben.
For how many?
I'll go two.
OK. We'll have a film question for two counters, please. Which 2012 film starring Chris O'Dowd follows the rise of an Australian Aboriginal all-girl soul group? The Sapphires, Dreamgirls or Sparkle?
I've never heard of a group called Sparkle, so I wouldn't go for that.
OK.
The Sapphires, it sounds quite feasible, it could be, but I've never heard of that. But I have heard of a film called Dreamgirls, so I'd like to go for Dreamgirls, please, Ben.
Should we light it up?
Please.
We're going to go with Dreamgirls. So we're looking for the 2012 Chris O'Dowd film. Were they called Dreamgirls?
Oh, dear.
The Sapphires. Right.
Oh, OK, never mind.
Let's go back to the categories.
I'll go with sport next.
Right, how many do you think we need?
I think I better push for three on this.
Yeah? Should we do it?
Might as well.
We're going to have a sport question for three counters, please. The Brabazon is a championship course at which famous British golfing venue? Wentworth, the Belfry or Gleneagles?
Well, I have heard of all of those, but I've never heard of
what about Brabazon.
No.
Do you play golf?
Only crazy golf.
Right.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to go for Gleneagles.
Should we light it up?
Please.
Let's take Gleneagles, please. You've heard of all three. Why Gleneagles?
Because I like the name of it.
OK. Let's find out. Is the answer Gleneagles?
Oh, dear.
The Belfry. OK. Last category is...
Hobbies.
Hobbies.
OK.
How many?
I'll go for three, please, Ben.
Right. Hobbies for three counters, please. How many holes are there on a standard bar billiards table? 7, 8 or 9?
I've played snooker and pool, but I know bar billiards, I'm sure it has an extra hole for ending. So I'm going to go with... Tell you what, I'm going to go for 9.
Should we light it up?
Please.
We're going to go with 9, please. If this goes green, we've got three counters. I'm still in with a shout of getting a lot more money, if not £10,000. How many holes are there on a standard bar billiards table? Please, 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 tell us there's 9.
Yes! Oh, dear.
Now, you pulled it out of the bag in round 3.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
What can you do now?
I'm going to try my hardest, and I'm going to go for drop zone 2, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone 2. We need them well-placed, every single one, if possible.
Come
That's
on, please,
not
please,
bad.
Please. At least the double.
Come on.
Oh,
it's just a bit heavier.
Just a bit more. OK.
Not what we needed.
No.
OK. 2 to go.
I'll have drop zone 2 again, please.
Light it up, please.
Get over.
That might be
really?
OK.
You never know.
It needs to get going, really get hold of it, though.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, it's dropped. Go on, please. The double. Oh!
Yes! 4 counters across the tipping point is £200, but you got the double, so let's double it up. So we go up another £200, £2,350.
Okay. And I have one more counter.
You've got one more counter.
Okay, well, I don't think I'm going to get the jackpot counter, so I'm going to go for drop zone 3, please.
Light up drop zone 3. It's been your favourite today.
Oh, I've liked it, yeah. I'm going to give it a go now. Right-hand side.
Just about there. Finally.
Please.
If we get a few of those over.
That'd be nice.
Go on.
There's not many, though, is there?
Might not be enough to shift it. It's going to be heavy.
Oh, dear. No. Never mind.
Nothing more. OK. So we're out of questions in category, Sarah. You've got £2,350. But it's not over yet. I can offer you 3 last counters in the hope of leaving with £10,000. Given what you just did with that last counter, I think I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the trade or would you like to take the money?
I've had a really nice day. But I'll take the money, please.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. You. Very well done. You're leaving with £2,350. I offered you the trade. You took the money. Was that the right decision? Would three trade counters have been enough to win you £10,000? We're going to find out. Drop one. Definite progress. Drop two. Edges the jackpot counter forward. This was the third and final drop.
I don't think that's enough,
no,
is it?
No, I don't think it is, but...
Oh!
It wouldn't have been bad.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
The right decision, Sarah. If you'd taken the trade, you would have lost £2,350. Yeah. A big relief.
Thank you very much.
Very well
myself.
Done. You've been a great contestant.
Thank
We've loved
so
having you on. Well done, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
So Sarah leaves with £2,350. She was right to not take the trade because the jackpot counter stopped where it was. Join us next time in the Fate of Four More Players. We'll hang in the balance on TV. Goodbye.